Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, Eric, it is finally time
yes.
to unveil something very, very special.
Yeah, this is something we've had in the works for a little while now, leading up to the 2020 season. It's a brand new era. It's a new decade, and we have a new face manning the sidelines for our Dallas Cowboys, and we wanted to get the team fired up. We wanted to get our mind, bodies, and souls ready for this 2020 marathon, and the weekend is finally upon us. Game one, Sunday night in Los Angeles. It's going to be great, and here is your 2020 Cowboys note from the nosebleed seats.
A new decade rings in a new era in Dallas, or Frisco, or Arlington. I mean, well, North Texas. I don't know. Let's start over. Gentlemen, Connor Williams, it's week one. 6 long pandemic months since we've gotten to see you sexy f**ks take the field repping America's star. Hell, for most of you, this will be the first time you ever walk out onto the field with the entire country's eyeballs glued to your every move.
We call those big games.
It's time to f**k, fellas. The quest for the Lombardi starts now. It's time to bring back to Dallas what's rightfully ours. Hey, Coach McCarthy. I know you want to flash that shiny Super Bowl ring for free cheeseburgers like Andy Reid.
You want a free cheeseburger? You just show them that ring and you might get one.
And as long as you decide to get those full body massages on your own damn time, I think we got a chance, Mike. We got a damn chance.
Yeah, he's a ball coach.
The free and endless cheeseburgers for the rest of time begins by outclassing Sean McSex and the Rams of L.A. Let's turn Sophie Stadium into our bitch. 60 minutes of getting all up in Jared Goff's kitchen. Send the f***ing dogs, Mike. Not you, McCarthy. I'm talking to Nolan now. Let's bring the dogs, Mikey. Tank, Alden, Everson, all of them.
Just sheer intensity.
It's primetime, boys. Chris Collinsworth, NBC, let's go score all the points. And Jalen, I hope that I have a clear eye view of us winning the f***ing game. If I see that bullshit swipe even once on Sunday night, the journey starts now. We throw, we blitz, and we don't cower down to fourth and f***ing short f***ing field goals. I want touchdowns, baby. I want Cowboys domination. And I don't want to wash this game day thong until 2025, baby.
What an exciting time.
Well said, Jerry. Well said, Walchuk. And perfectly put from the 817. Whoo, buddy. I got the chills right now.
Mission accomplished, baby.
Oh!
And with that said, let's bring in Ari Temkin, who will be hosting the pregame show starting at 4 o'clock right here on 105.3 The Fan. Ari, the time has come, my friend. How pumped are you, sir?
That had a lot of sex appeal, guys.
I tried.
Whew, it's getting hot in this room I'm in right now.
Yeah.
My shirt's off.
Yeah, bro. It's one of those moments right now. We are fired up. We are varbing, not narbing. Did that get you? Like, is your mind, body, and soul, are you completely prepared now for this 2020 Cowboys marathon?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of confusing. Like, I was pumped up, but it was also kind of erotic. So it was, yeah. You know, it was just, and I was definitely waiting for a glory hole drop from Jerry as well, because it was, it was definitely some Skinemax stuff there. But that was awesome. And I got to say, today, gentlemen, is Jose Feliciano's 75th birthday. So can I just say to everybody listening, Feliz Navidad. Football is back. Merry Christmas, everybody. Because football is back, baby. And we deserve it, because 2020 has been awful and miserable and terrible and awful and miserable and terrible. And it's going to end with Cowboys football and a highly anticipated season that could very well end with a Lombardi Trophy, baby.
Gosh, it is time to celebrate. I couldn't agree more.
This is fun. I'm
Kelsey
so ready.
Just scored a touchdown because we're playing football. It's tied up in Kansas City. Cowboys going to Sophie Stadium in Los Angeles. It's right around the corner. Ari Temkin, Brian Broaddus, Cowboys pre and post right here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Ari, I don't want to bring the mood down here because we're fired up, we're excited, but we had a Michael Gallup conversation earlier, and I need to get your thoughts. Got into a Twitter back and forth, as you know, because I actually talked with Ari today, Walchuk. We talked some Cowboys on his podcast, and that releases tomorrow, right, Ari?
Yes, it releases tomorrow.
Wonderful.
And now I'm going to have to invite Zach, so you know, it was going to be a big secret.
No, it's okay. You don't have to, Ari. It's fine. No offense taken. No big deal. We're already members of the tribe together, brother. We can't get any closer.
That is true.
No. I got Eric on today. The podcast will drop tomorrow, but because I saw him. Eric has a very high level of don't give an F on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Which I mean, and not just on Twitter, on the show too, but I just appreciate that very much, because we all say that's how we live. Like, oh, I just don't care. I don't care what anybody thinks. And that's so not true. Except for Eric Chiafalo.
That is very kind of you. That is very kind of you. Now I need you to put your money where your mouth is here and tell me why I'm right about Michael Gallup not being a number one wide receiver, at least right now today.
So, I mean, it's the full context, right? Like, it's Michael Gallup is a really good getting better receiver. And, you know, I mean, how do we characterize a number one wide receiver? Like, I think traditionally we look at it and say, well, you probably got to be an X, right? You probably have to be a guy that's going to command double teams, that's going to command attention. And I don't know that Michael Gallup won't become that in his career. I just think it's obvious that he hasn't yet accomplished that in his career. And that's fine. He doesn't, at this point in time, he doesn't have to be. I mean, you have Amari Cooper for that reason. He's your ex, so that's going to open up a ton for Gallup. And obviously CeeDee Lamb. And so this is a really good group of receivers. I just think, like, at the end of the day, I think Michael Gallup was underrated, especially going into the season last year, because he finished his rookie season very, very strong. And then, you know, he kind of went into last offseason very underrated, and then he had a 1,000-yard season, and he had some really big-time games. But he's still emerging, and then, you know, when the season ends, I think people were like, okay, he's good. He has a good piece. But I think it really went overboard when they drafted CeeDee Lamb, because now it was like, let's look at how good this receiving core is, because it's got three number ones, because Cooper's a number one and CeeDee's a number one. And it was like, well, Michael Gallup's a 1,000-yard receiver, so he's a number one too. And I hate that when we had this conversation, it's like, you're ripping Michael Gallup. I'm not ripping Michael Gallup. He's a really good player. He's not a number one, though, at least not how we think of number ones, and that's okay. He doesn't have to be. He doesn't have to be, because he's still going to be a productive receiver for this team this year, and he's still growing and emerging. And I mean, Eric has the numbers. I mean, there was a ton of drops. There wasn't a great catch radius. So I do think, like, yeah, this is a really good receiving core, maybe the best in football, but that doesn't mean they have three number ones.
Yeah, when it comes to Gallup, I think the projection is a lot of it. I wonder if, though, that conversation was made more about Amari and the contract he got, right? Because it's easy in hindsight to say, like, oh, man, they ended up drafting CeeDee Lamb. You've got Michael Gallup. What if you had to just brought back Randall Cobb? You didn't have to pay $20 million a year for Amari Cooper. You know, I mean, I think certain times within these conversations, people take one thing, it turns into another thing. But I think what we're all saying here is that Michael Gallup certainly could become that number one wide receiver. He just hasn't proven it yet in his short NFL career. But if he takes the strides from year two to year three, I think it's there. I mean, what he did last year, making the jump in his rookie year to year two, was absolutely outstanding. And I certainly think the Cowboys would be better set up to handle an Amari Cooper injury than they previously were. As
but
we're looking,
here's the thing. Yeah, here's go for the thing it, about Ari. That real quick. So, I think that's ridiculous. And look, I there are questions about Amari Cooper. Certainly, you know, I mean, the end of the year, it's hard to sort of completely overlook that. It was just a really weird ending to the season last year with the injury, and why wasn't he on the field in certain situations? Like, I get that, but I mean, there's no doubt that this is a legitimate number one wideout. He's a top five, top 10 wide receiver in the game. Mm-hmm. You'd argue where he is. Like, Michael Gallup is not, I mean, he's not that physically imposing. He's not a you know, he's not a tremendous route runner like Amari Cooper is. So I just, like, the idea that, like, don't pay Amari $20 million, you're going to get the same thing from paying Randall Cobb and having Michael Gallup there and drafting CeeDee Lamb. Like, I just don't buy that. And the other thing, too, is if Cooper goes down this year, CD becomes their ex. So I don't think Gallup would have become that. You know, so, I just don't buy that in terms of they shouldn't have paid him. They should have paid Randall Cobb instead and drafted CD. Also, by the way, you didn't know you're going to have CeeDee Lamb available at that spot.
Yeah, so, of course. Nobody thought CeeDee Lamb was going to be there at 17. Hindsight, it's easy to say. Totally. I'd rather just have all three of those guys and let's go score all the points, right?
Totally.
So, you know, this is a benefit for the Cowboys.
I'd rather pay Amari Cooper $20 million a year than pay Zeke Elliott what the Cowboys paid him.
I agree wholeheartedly with that. When it comes to the Cowboys offense, what are you most excited to see as we get ready for their debut on Sunday night? Because there's so much uncertainty. We haven't gotten to see anything from this team. Select right. media has gotten to see some practice, no preseason games. We're really just guesstimating right now what this new look, Mike McCarthy, Kellen Moore offense could even look like. What are you most intrigued by?
I'll start with what I'm very frightened by, and that's the offensive line, and I'm sure I'm not alone here. I have some friends in Kansas City that cover the Chiefs, and I, you know, when the Cowboys signed Cameron Irving, I was like, so what's going on with this guy? And they're like, yeah, I mean, he was unfairly criticized. But, you know, not exactly a great, not a guy you want starting consistently for you. It's like, okay, he's a swing tackle, whatever. But now he's a guy that's going to be at least starting three games for them. And I hope, I get it that he's starting because of experience, but I just hope that there's a shorter leash for a guy at right tackle that, like, I'd love to see Brandon Knight out there at right tackle. I think there's way more upside there. I loved what I saw from Brandon Knight last year and certainly wanted to see him compete for the swing tackle position this year. I also like Terrence Steele, but I recognize that he's an undrafted free agent rookie, so I get that. But I'm very concerned about the right side of that offensive line, and I'm not Cameron Irving to me kind of seems like Kansas City's Jeff Heath, and maybe Heath is a better player than that. But what I mean is, like, he was just an easy target for Kansas City Chiefs fans, a guy that probably shouldn't be starting consistently, and hopefully, you know, he makes up for that a bit at right tackle, because otherwise, you know, I hope the Cowboys would have a quick trigger to go somewhere else. And at the very least, we know that this is a team that's able to evolve a little bit more so than the previous regime. So, you know, maybe they'll direct plays to the opposite side of the field. Maybe they'll add Blake Bell in the backfield, you know, to help block or chip. So hopefully, even if he is ineffective, they'll do things to sort of mask that ineffectiveness way more so than maybe the previous regime did. The thing that I'm most intrigued about, though, is this running back situation and how they're going to split carries, just how the breakdown is going to be, because I want to say the snap count, I think, will be more 60-40 skewed for Zeke. And I recognize that there will be snaps in which both will be on the field at the same time. But I'm just so curious to see how they're going to implement both of those guys this year. There's a wear and tear factor on Zeke. So many carries, so much wear and tear over the last 5 years. And with Tony Pollard, so you want to use him to sort of spell Zeke to keep him fresh throughout the course of the season. But there's a different skill set there, obviously. Tony Pollard's probably more effective catching the football. So I'm just very intrigued and curious to see how they manage the running back situation and the snaps and the carries there.
Ari, really appreciate it, man. Looking forward to hearing you and Brian Broaddus on the pregame show on Sunday. That gets cranked up. What is that like? It's 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock pregame show.
Let's
Ari,
start Tempkin. Right now. I got my shirt off.
We can do it now.
Listen to that song again. Let's go.
Yes. Hey, do me a favor. See if you can try to squeeze in our Nosebleeds letter to the Cowboys into the pregame show. I think that would be pretty cool.
Do you want to go ahead and ask Tim for me? If we can, I mean, you want to be the guy that asks Tim?
Yeah, I'll pull some strings. We'll send it his way.
Because I, you know, the freedom that I have, maybe not as much as you guys have.
Okay.
All right, we'll make it happen, and then you guys fire it off, and it'll be a party. Ari Temkin, ladies
that was
and
awesome,
gentlemen.
Guys.
Appreciate you,
thanks,
bro.
Ari.
Love you guys.
Love you more. There he goes, Ari Temkin. And, of course, you'll be able to hear him right here on 105.3 The Fan, 4 o'clock. They'll take it all the way to 1 a.m. for the postgame show. We'll have kickoff with Brad and Babe around 7:20 or so. So awesome to have NFL football back. Cowboys-Rams Sunday night. Currently tied at 7 in Arrowhead between the Chiefs and the Texans. That one in the second quarter. Stars and Vegas Knights, they're in the second period right now, still scoreless as well. We'll be updating you throughout the evening on that.
By the way, I think Walchuk might be leaking a little bit of confidence right now, even though it's both of us. I don't know if we've gotten all the feedback in the world on our note to the Cowboys, and I'm just curious, for those of you that got to hear it,
timid.
I just think to make Walchuk feel better, 877-881-1053, just text in that it didn't suck, and that would make his night, even though maybe it did.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.